The parsha begins by saying, "Ve'ela mishpatim asher tasim lifneihem." That these are the laws that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put before them, the Jewish people. So Rashi immediately picks up on the odd phrasing of placing the laws before them. You should place these laws before the Jewish people. And Rashi cites a Gemara in Erevim Daf Nandal that says that when you teach halach, when you teach Torah, it's not simply enough to tell the Jewish people how to act and to have them memorize the laws, but rather the Torah has to be put before them like a table that is already set. And the Gemara uses the expression that it should be k'shulchan arach. It should be a shulchan arach before the Jewish people, prepared to be eaten from. And the Torah should not be given in raw form, but you have to give over Torah in a way that a person can digest it, enjoy it, in a way they can learn halacha and gain practical insight in from the Torah. And this expression, the idea that the Torah should be a shulchan arach, is obviously where Rav Yosef Karo takes the expression from when authoring his most famous work, the shulchan arach itself, the idea that the Torah is put before them. The Darshanim like to point out that the gematria of Or HaChaim Yerodeh Choshen Mishpat and Avin Ezer is 1705, which is the same number of simanim in the entirety of Shulchan Aruch. So there's obviously tremendous siyata d'shmaya in this endeavor from Yosef Karo. The gematria only works, though, if you take a vav out of Or HaChaim or Choshen Mishpat, which is not how those words are spelled. But whatever, we got the point. There's some sort of insight into the creation of this very holy book. So I just want to talk about the creation of the Shulchan Aruch and the impact of the Shulchan Aruch and how the Shulchan Aruch is formulated. The idea that among the Jews who left Spain to the expulsion of 1492 was a young Rav Yosef Karo, who after the Spanish expulsion, his family moved to Italy, and then to Greece and to Turkey, where they stayed for a number of years, and eventually leading towards Tzfas. And those 20 years of traveling, he was able to put together all different aspects of Rishonim and Halacha L'maisa in practical areas of all the major sections of Shulchan Aruch based on the tour of Rav Yaakov Balaturim, finally coming together with his magnum opus, the Beis Yosef, and then seeing that people needed more of a practical handbook, which originally was intended to be finished every 30 days, he put together a Shulchan Aruch. And he worked on this for a number of years, really putting together an amazing work. Now, when the Beis Yosef came off the printing press and arrived in Krakow on the desk of the revered chief rabbi of Krakow, of Moshe Isserles, so he was thunderstruck, firstly by the brilliance of this work, to put all these different things together and have such an appreciation of almost Kol HaTorah Kula right at your fingertips. But the second thing that struck him most is that this guy from Tzfas had taken away his entire life work, because at the same time that Yosef Karo was working on this, the Rama was working on his Darkei Moshe. The same idea is to have all of the halach in one place, to have a Shulchan Aruch literally in front of you, to have all of the major sources at that time. And a competitor having all these different ideas, and he was broken, as the story goes. He didn't know what to do. Somebody, you literally work for years and years of your life, and somebody else does the same thing and beats you to the punch. And he was very confused. And as he began to go through this work, he began to see that Yosef Karo was writing more for our brothers of Spain, more of the Middle Eastern area of North Africa. And he saw that the customs were different by the Bnei Ashkenaz from Germany, Poland, Russia, and those areas. And therefore, the Rama had a choice. Either he could print a competing publication to have for the Ashkenazim to work against the Beis Yosef, who was coming from Eretz Yisrael, or, said the Rama, I have a different idea. Why not take his pre-existing work, make shalom between the two, and have one codified work that the Jewish people could work from together and to develop a sense of halach l'maisa? And that sense of working together, that sense of shalom, not trying to compete, not trying to have your own voice out there, but rather seeing how we can build and structure things in order to make shalom for the Jewish people, that gave a tremendous sense of kavod. Instead of taking his own kavod and putting it on the paper, rather he brought himself before the Beis Yosef and used that kavod in order to serve the Jewish people, and essentially stifling much of his life's work. And he essentially set, as we know, the mapa, the tablecloth, to work on top of the Shulchan Aruch and to bring both traditions together. And it was probably the single greatest act of courage in the history of the Torah. If it were not for the Ramah, then the Jews would be even more separate than we already are, to have the Ashkenazim at this table and the Sephardim at that table. And we walk into any Beis Medrash, we see that Sephardim and Ashkenazim, learning from the same text of that magnificent work of Rav Moshe Isserles and Rav Yosef Karatagai, their conclusions may be different, but we still learn from the same sefer. And this comes from the idea that sometimes it is greater to suppress creativity than to express creativity. That may be even the greatest role of the Ramah. Now, on the shelves of the Jewish home sits the Shulchan Aruch of the Mechaber and the Ramah. Because of the Shalom, they created together and putting aside each individual aspect of Kavod. Now, with that in mind, about the Shulchan Aruch, I want to quote from a well-known Kedusha Slevi in Parshas Bo. The Kedusha Slevi, the same idea is repeated in the Sefer Derech Avos by the grandson of the brother of the Grun. The name of the Vilna Gaon, Rav Tzedek HaKohen, and the Pre-Tzedek on Shavuos as well brings the same idea that we know when it comes to Pesach, it has two names. One is Pesach and one is Chag HaMatzos. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls the holiday after what we did for him, and that we call the holiday after what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. We call it Pesach because HaKadosh Baruch Hu skipped over the homes of the Jewish people, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls it Chag HaMatzos because we left Mitzrayim without thinking and ran out into the desert with Hashem in order to leave Mitzrayim as soon as possible. This is all based on the idea, says Rav Yitzhak Levi Berditchev, that it is Anila Dodiva Dodili. We pat HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the back, so to speak, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu pats us on the back as well. And with that in mind, I saw a beautiful word from the Rebbe of Pittsburgh in the Emunas Avram, and he says that this is the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up the Torah after Kabbalah Satorah with Parshas Mishpatim. Why after Kabbalah Satorah do we get right away into the nitty-gritty of Choshen Mishpat, of loans and damages, which are all aspects of Beinam L'Chavero? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares deeply about the well-being of Klal Yisrael. The Torah cares about our hard-earned money, how we act with one another in this world, Beinam L'Chavero, Shalom, between fellow Jews. And only after laying a groundwork for how we deal with one another, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, can you then jump in to the Mishkan in serving Hashem, Bein Adam L'Makom? But first thing, says Hashem, I care deeply about the Jewish people, and therefore I'm going to begin the halachas of the Torah with aspects of Bein Adam L'Chavero. However, Torah Shebaal Peh, which is in our courts, whether it is Shas and Poskim, whether it is the Rambam, whether it is the Shulchan Aruch, all begin with a different order. The Rambam in his Yad HaChazakah begins Mada, Ahava, Zmanim. What are all these halachas about? These are all theological aspects about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how we think about Hashem, how we philosophize about Hashem, and how we celebrate with Hashem on the different holidays throughout the cycle of the year. These are all aspects of Bein Adam L'Makom, says the Rebbe of Pittsburgh. Only after laying out these foundations in our relationship with Hashem does he begin to teach the laws that are Bein Adam L'Chavero, right? Then the Rambam goes into other aspects of how we deal with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But first, as the Rambam, we begin Bein Adam L'Makom. Similarly, the tour. How does Shulchan Aruch begin? It begins Orachaim. It begins Yoredeya, which is mostly Bein Adam L'Makom. Only later on, says the tour, says the Beis Yosef, says the Rambam, will we get into the aspects of Bein Adam L'Chavero. But the first thing is, we go to Hashem and say, Hashem, look how we're going to prepare for you. Look how we're going to work on worshiping you in the best possible way. This is a perfect aspect of Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. Hashem begins his Torah for us, thinking about us, and we begin our Torah, Shebaal Peh, for Hashem, thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, the Pittsburgh Rebbe doesn't say this, but the Ramah begins his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch in all old printings with two Hagos. It's very strange. The Ramah talks and he says Haga. He's writing about getting up in the morning. And in the middle of the Ramah statement, it says Haga again. I have another thing to say. And he goes on to talk about Shavit Hashem, the Negdei Tamim. Why is the Ramah write two Hagos? Now, if you look in the new fancy printings of the Machon Yerushalayim Shulchan Aruch, they took out the second Haga. They said it's a mistake. Ah, but we know that there's more to it. Why there are two Hagos? So there are two explanations brought by the Darshanim. The first thing is that what's the gematria of Haga? Hey, Gimel, hey. It's 13. What's two Hagos? 13 plus 13 is 26. Shem Havaya. Yud Hei Vavei. We see that the Ramah begins the Shulchan Aruch expressing thoughts about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That this is the beginning of a chibur. This is a connection of Bein Adam L'Makom with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I saw Rav Eliyahu Zlatnik, who was the dayan of the Badat Eid HaRedis until 1975. So he writes in the Sefer Pri Eliyahu in Chelek Beis and Siman Nun Hei that the first comment indicates the Hagah of the Mechaber that a person should get up early in the morning. But the second Hagah is the Ramah coming to tell us to distinguish the pre previous thing to show that really the Iker beginning is Shavisi Hashem, the Negdi Tami. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is before me at all time. Therefore, the Ramah has to bifurcate his opening into two separate aspects. And therefore, we see Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up his Torah with Parshas Mishpatim to tell us to think about one another. But we open up our Torah Shebaal Peh to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no, we're going to think about you.